6.7, Ethical Issues for Discussion. The two hotbed issues regarding ethics and paralegals are office politics and sexual harassment. Let's face it, sexual harassment does occur. You have to be prepared for it, and you have to know how to handle it. Most importantly, you do not have to put up with it. It is not allowed. It is not something that you have to absorb to further your career. In fact, it will damage your career. I can almost promise you this. Now, an attorney asking a paralegal out on a date is not in and of itself harassment, but an attorney who persists and makes the workplace uncomfortable, and in some cases hostile, that is sexual harassment. If an attorney seems to be disfavoring a paralegal after he or she has turned down a date, that also is sexual harassment. You do not have to put up with it. Make records, even something that doesn't seem real serious. Start keeping records, a written diary, handwritten even. For some reason, handwritten things tend to have more effect than typed things, so that if it ever does get serious, you have something you can go back to. Now, you might want to do both, because one advantage of a digital reminder, like emailing yourself, is you can prove the dates that something happened. Also, don't do it at the end of the process and try to recreate. Do it as it's happening. But hopefully that won't happen. And if you're just very clear about what you will and won't accept, that attorney most likely will not be in a position and will not be encouraged to harass you further. I shouldn't even use that word. An attorney does not need encouragement to harass. It does happen. And it's not just attorneys. It does happen in other professions, of course, also. Anyone in a position of power can use that power for the wrong reason. But you have to be strong, and you have to make sure you do not accept it and that you won't put up with it. No job is worth it. I'm just saying, no job is worth it. We have examples of office politics at the top of this page from a website that I found. Some kind of interesting comments about it. You may agree or disagree with whether some of those are office politics or not, but they're good points to consider. But office politics also, I can't tell you how many times when I was a paralegal I saw this explode. It got very destructive. It's never good. I see these books and courses and articles about how to win at office politics, and I actually do read them thinking that, you know, maybe I'm outdated in terms of thinking about this. You do not want to get into that battle. No one wins ultimately in office politics. So if you see something where it says how to win at office politics, that's a bunch of crap. Don't engage in it. It will not further your career. It can very seriously damage your career, and that also can affect an attorney's career. I won't bore you here with it, but we had an attorney who was dismissed from his position at our law firm because of office politics. It is just corrosive. So our advice to you, don't engage.